to do with the nature of space and time. And to quote some of my string theory colleagues, some of who are in this room, had written said famously, space and time may be doomed. Sounds pretty ominous. Marty Seiberg, who is sitting right here, said, I'm almost certain that space and time are illusions. Illusions? Andy Strominger said the notion of space-time is clearly something we're going to have to give up. And even a non-string theorist, when talking about time, like Sidney Coleman said, if you ask questions about what happened at very early times, like the beginning of the universe, you know, think about having a theory of the beginning of the universe. You'd have to explain how time began. Well, Sidney says if you ask questions about what happened at very early times and you compute the answer is time doesn't mean anything. Time doesn't mean anything? So why is space-time doomed, according to the prevailing view of many string theorists? Well, there are many, many reasons for feeling this, but some of them are the following. Some of them have to do with the various things we can do in string theory, and some of the things we cannot do. So one of the things we can do in string theory is change the number of dimensions of space by dialing a parameter, by increasing the strength of the force. It was discovered, as indicated on that plot, that a theory, a version of string theory, or representation of string theory, which indeed approximately for a parameter, g, when that parameter which appears in the solution is small, it's a theory which approximately describes strings moving in flat space-time. No, the space isn't curved, it's flat n-dimensional space-time. But when you make this same parameter big, follow the solution, you can argue, we believe correctly, that it's a theory in 11 dimensions. So by changing a parameter continuously, you change the dimensions of the representation of this theory from 10 to 11. That's pretty weird. Further, you can continuously tear the fabric of space. You can start with a solution of string theory, which again describes strings moving in some space-time space, some manifold, as Catherine Bishop called, where some of the dimensions are curled up in a very in some way, if you picture here another book with one hand. And then you change the parameters of that solution continuously. You get another solution, you change it, get another solution, all very smoothly. Going through a region where you don't really have this geometrical interpretation of strings moving in some nice 10-dimensional space. Some more you get to a description of strings moving in a space where, in fact, where part of the space has been compactified on a manifold with two handles. Well, on a space with a different topology, you have, in effect, changed the topology of space continuously. Well, you're not supposed to do that with topology. Topology is defined as those properties of the space of a manifold of space-time that can't be changed continuously. And if you try to do that in ordinary physics, you run into disaster. But string theory is this way of smoothly following this evolution. So, what does that mean? How can we think about space in the usual way if the number of dimensions and the topology even of space can be modified?